is unbelievable. Did you open it?
No.
No, I couldn't open it either. This is so ridiculous.
That hurts.
The whole thing. I hate to talk about the vending machine again, but if you walked into, you know, KDKA, one of the original, right? Radio station.
First one, yeah. First commercial station.
If you walked in 1940 to the vending machines they had then, I'm sure you had to put in quarters and the thing would pop out. Now we have, you can put in the credit card. It's a highfalutin, you know, vending machine. Everything's modernized, right? Except that it never, ever, 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 ever works. It never works with a credit card. So today I put in a $5 bill and out pops a Diet Coke. And what does it send me back? Quarters. Just like 1946.
Yeah, so you could use them vending machine. For the vending machine.
But there's one slight problem.
What's that?
It doesn't
open.
Here
tomorrow?
It doesn't open. The bottle of pop I got does not open.
I tried to open it up.
So did I.
And it's a combination of the cap being so cold.
Yes.
And whatever is on the cap, it's got like spikes on it.
Not, I know. Not now like I have an injured hand.
My hand hurts from trying to turn that thing as hard as I tried to turn it.
Do you think Paul can open it? I'm not.
Yeah,
bottom
I feel
line
like
is,
Paul could open it.
Somebody out there does not
there
want
Paul.
Me to drink a Diet Coke. I don't know. We have the quiz show here and he's not here. Where did he go?
You know, I ask that question almost every day.
So we have to wait. Should I use one of my Paul pauses here? I guess we have to, for if nothing else, for... That never doesn't get me.
Now
really...
we have conflicting quiz show music against each other.
I've never heard this. This is actually appropriate because the quiz show in itself is a conflict, right? One against the other?
Yeah, that's correct.
All of that. Did you find Zangrilli in the house anywhere?
No, I did not.
I never got...
He'll be here soon, though.
I never got your prediction on Pitt football this year as we scrambled to find things to talk about. But that was a popular topic earlier in the show.
Didn't we talk about this Monday?
I don't know. I can't.
7-5.
Oh, I wrote a whole column about you.
Did you?
Yeah, I said I talked to a guy who said, and I think others believe it, that 7 wins will be good enough for Pitt, and I find that to be outrageous. I didn't name you this time.
Well, thank you for not naming me, I guess.
I named you last week. Did you see me name you last week in a column?
No. What column was that?
I said my producer, Austin City Limits Bechtold, I forget what you were talking about that week. Then Jason Mackey from the Post-Gazette writes a whole column about you for
yes.
your wiffle ball
Incredible.
Exploits. Paul, are you okay?
I am. Are you?
Where were you? Did you have stomach problems?
Yeah.
How is your stomach?
It's doing better.
Was it the blazing hot seats for Derek Shelton and Ben Charrington?
See if you can open this.
Or was it the Lions?
Here, I'm gonna throw this pop to you. Neither City Limits or I could open it, I swear.
Oh, now you did that. explode.
No, I swear I didn't do that intentionally. Let it settle down. Then you try to open it. It's unopenable. After I just went through all the vending machine crap.
I was having a discussion with a guy that's right behind you right now.
Who's that? Mueller? Oh, Craig. Is everything okay with him?
Yes.
All I saw was a bald head.
Yes.
He was
good.
Mad at us for the clock the other day. My fault. 90% City Limits fault, but I'll take the blame for it. We have a quiz show. Are we ready, gentlemen? Paul, you lead 4-2 in our latest quiz show. It's a 162-game season. 1 point for each question until the final one, which is worth 3. You ready, Paul?
Go ahead.
You ready, Limits?
I'm ready.
Wait,
let's do it.
I thought we were doing this with Zangrilli.
Couldn't find him. Go.
Now I have to readjust.
First question to Paul.
Do you have a Brady Feigl question?
No.
Okay. First question to Paul.
Paul.
What?
Scotty Miller made the Steelers roster this week as one of the last wide receivers on the roster. Can you name who Scotty Miller played for last season?
The Falcons?
The Falcons is correct.
That's a quiz show question?
How long did that one take
you to look up?
I thought Paul was going to be stumped by that and say Tampa Bay.
I'm speechless at this point. Trivia is supposed to be things that happened a long time ago.
No, it can be anything.
Remember, Joe, the first question, we have to ease into the quiz show.
I don't like it, but go ahead. He's up 1-0. I'll take it. I'll take my medicine.
Joe.
Yep.
We talked over the last couple of weeks about all-time home run leaders for teams.
Mm, so we'll go back in the past for my question.
Let's do the Cubs. Who is the Cubs' all-time home run leader?
Holy horse follicles. Okay. I have a guess. Ernie Banks.
Ernie Banks is incorrect. He's second.
I hate you so much.
Ryan Sandberg.
Ryan Sandberg is incorrect.
Wow.
Andre Dawson.
Andre Dawson is incorrect.
I don't like the way you did that. It insulted me.
Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant is incorrect. You're forgetting someone.
Billy Williams.
No.
Paul?
Wow.
Then I get the clue because I went first.
Who are we forgetting?
Oh, I know who it is.
Let me think about it.
There's got to be a time limit on him.
Paul, 5 seconds.
Five.
Four.
Kyle Schwarber.
No. Joe?
Samuel Sosa.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
how did
baby!
We miss
go?
How did we miss? How did
yeah,
we go?
Baby.
How did
they, we? They insult the Scotty Miller question, but the should-be-easy Sammy Sosa question
I
gets
forgot
ridiculed.
All about
Wait,
him.
How many is he ahead of Ernie Banks, though? Not more than 50, I bet.
33.
Thank you, city limits.
33 ahead of
Paul's
Ernie Banks.
Turn, tie
545
game.
For Sosa. All right, Paul. Joe got the Cubs home run leader. The Pirates play the Cleveland Guardians this week. Who is the all-time home run leader in Indians/Guardians history?
Oh, man.
That's a toughie.
It is a tough question.
The wheels are turning.
Yeah, I can see him. Oh, my God. What is his name?
Wait. I'm struggling, too.
Yeah, I can see him.
Now the questions are hard, huh, after the one softball.
Right. Because he went back into history.
I don't even have a guess. I'm froze. My mind is froze. I couldn't even think of one Indians Guardians player.
I can think of a couple.
My mind is locked up.
Albert Bell?
Albert Bell is third.
You like to drive that point home that I was wrong, but give me a little nugget that I can you know, eat off of.
Nuggets are good.
Right?
Yeah, they're good for the broadcast, according to Lanny Fraterri once. One
Albert
day.
Bell
what is his name?
I know who
name.
It is.
I can see his face.
Put him on a time limit.
Go
Paul?
Ahead, take it.
Five seconds?
My mind
Paul?
Is frozen
Five,
right now. I can't even think about
four,
it. Go ahead.
Joe Carter.
Joe Carter is incorrect.
No, it's
I
not
hate
him.
You.
That is like Joe Carter. You're talking about from Toronto, the Blue Jays? Joe Carter?
No, I'm talking about the Cleveland version of
no,
Joe
the
Carter.
Cleveland, no. Joe Carter is not correct.
Who? All right. Do we get a give Paul a clue?
90s, Paul. Think 90s.
90s Cleveland? 90s Cleveland?
90s Cleveland.
Paul?
I can see him. That's the worst part, but I can't think of his name. I literally right now.
I can see
I'm
him too.
Frozen.
Is his name Corey?
No, his name is not Corey.
That was our old salesperson.
I'm frozen. I can't think of.
He needs a Paul pause, I think.
I'm just. I can't think of a single player that played for the Indians. Willie Mays Hayes. Pedro Serrano.
No, that's the movie, Major League.
I know. I'm
Brooks Jacoby.
No, my gosh.
Was he an outfielder? Did we get that, Paul? I'll give Paul that if you say he's in. Give us a position.
First base.
First baseman, Paul.
I can see him. That's the worst part about it.
So you're a righty or a lefty?
Lefty.
He's a lefty? Yes. Oh, my God. I know who it is.
Yeah, after I gave you the clues.
Jim Thome.
Jim Thome's correct.
I was just about... Hold on a second here. I said I have it, and he jumped in and said it before
I
did.
I was still on the
Paul
clock.
Paul was still on the clock.
That's
it.
That gets that's going for review.
Uh-oh. I was still
was
on the clock.
He was throwing it back to me.
I was still on the clock.
He
I didn't
jumped
throw
in on my answer.
I did not I jump in on your answer.
I was going to say James Thome.
I won.
Jim Thome. You said James Thome.
Oh, okay. What?
After the
I didn't
fact.
Say anything.
I said
I
Jim
just
Thome.
Said, I could have just said it. I could have just said Jim Thome
but you know
instead.
Why you didn't say it?
I dragged it out
you know
and I said, I know
say
who it?
It
is.
You know why you didn't say it? Because you knew it was still my turn.
This is unbelievable.
The text line saying this is embarrassing as
Malzi
10 people
used to
texted
cheat
me.
Malzi used to cheat me, not like this. This is
getting bad.
This is Kings Lakers level fixed here. Whose turn is it?
2-1, it's your turn.
It's your turn.
All right.
Joe, I don't know if you're going to like this question or not.
Can you try to open that pop now, Paul?
I will.
I bet you can't, and he's bigger than us. The thing's, You finally get into the vending machine, and then the thing is shut like it's Fort Knox. Go ahead.
All right, Joe. I do not know if you're going to get this. Penn State will play West Virginia in the season opener on Saturday in West Virginia at Mountaineer Field.
Yeah.
Pitt played there last season.
Yeah.
It is named Mountaineer Field, but there is a name of the stadium at West Virginia. What is the name of the stadium at West Virginia?
Milan Puskar.
Wow. I did not think you were going to get that.
How about that, Paul, huh?
That's easy.
We're tied at two.
I think it's Milan Puskar Stadium.
Don't
but,
whine
know,
about any
thing.
Easy quiz. That's ridiculous.
Puskar. Whatever. P-U-S-K-A-R.
I did not think that you were going to get that.
You were going to penalize me for James Tomey. Well, I also said, who was the first? I said Samuel Sosa. You taking that one away from me? I like to dramatically sort of present my
it's
answer.
It's 2-2.
And that's what happened when he jumped in with Tomey on
it. It's 2-2.
2-2, Paul.
2-2, going to the fifth question.
Paul, can you open that pop?
I will in a minute.
I'm thirsty now.
Paul, two college football programs have produced 14 pro football Hall of Famers. Can you name the two programs? And if you can't name both, there are two potential points up for grabs this question. Maybe Joe can get one.
Does he get two guesses or do you go one, one,
you
one,
get
one,
two,
one?
Two guesses.
He gets two guesses.
Notre Dame and USC.
Oh, for God's sakes.
2 points to Paul.
I win.
He got them both.
Every week he pulls one of these out. That's an unbelievable answer. I give you credit for that.
4-2.
Can you open the pop?
All right.
It is not over.
What? I thought that was it. I thought we played a four.
No, we
wait a second.
No.
It's 3-2.
It's 4-2. I just got
there
two points.
There were 2 points
there. Oh. This whole thing today is completely rigged. What
rigged.
Are you doing to me? I still have a chance to...
You still have a chance to win.
Yeah, because the last ones were three. Are we on the last one?
No, there's one more question. It is your question.
So Paul can clinch a tie.
Yes.
I told you, Paul. The thing's unbelievable. They locked it up with like wood glue or something. Go ahead.
Joe, Penn State has 6 former players in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, including greats Jack Ham and Franco Harris as
yeah.
2 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name one of the other 4 players that Penn State has represented in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Who's the 2 you mentioned?
I mentioned Jack Ham and Franco Harris that have played for the Steelers.
And all I need to do is mention one other?
All you have to do is mention one of the 4.
Lenny Moore.
Lenny Moore is correct.
Thank you very kindly. Who are the other 3?
Lenny Moore, Mike Mikulski, Dave Robinson, and Mike Munchak. I thought you were going to get Munchak. I thought that was going to be your guess.
That would have been a good final question. All right, it's 4-3, and now we're down to the nitty-gritty here, right?
Well, yes, this is the final question with Paul up 4-3 in terms of points. And the final question, first awarded to Paul. To bounce off of that question for Penn State, let's go to Pitt, Paul. 10 former Pitt stars are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. How many of the 10 can you name?
Oh, this is good. And if he says how many he can name, and then what happens?
You can name more.
Yeah. Or if he can throw it over to me, and I don't know. How does this work again? I always get confused on the last question.
So how this happens, how this works is, Paul, there's 10. So Paul can say, I can name 5. And Joe, you can say, I can name 6.
Or make him name the 5.
Or make him name the 5.
That's how it works. All Why right. do I get confused on that?
You would have to prove it.
I can name 5.
I apologize. You
five
can name
of the
5.
10, I can name 5 of the 10.
And if I get one wrong, I'm cooked.
That's correct.
This is the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Yes. Can you name 6? And if you say you can
I
name 6.
I have to, because I know he can name 5.
So can Paul name 7 if Paul wants to try to...
No. I get the call now.
Okay.
I get to say I can name 6. He doesn't get to keep going.
All right.
I can name 6.
Can you name 6, Joe?
Yep.
All right, name 6. Can't get one wrong.
Dan Marino?
Yes, 1.
Tony Dorsett?
2.
Mike Ditka?
3.
Ricky Jackson?
4.
Oh, crap. Bill Frelick?
5.
Mark May?
No.
Mark May is not in the Hall of Fame.
Nope.
What?
No, he's not.
He's not.
Why isn't he in the Hall of Fame? How is he not in the Hall of Fame?
No, he's not in. He's not in.
Russ Grimm was the other one.
Russ Grimm is in.
Revis.
You could have said Revis. You said could have said Curtis Martin.
I know.
Ditka.
Could have said Joe Schmidt.
I did say Ditka.
Or Joe Chris Schmidt. Dolman.
All right, now I'm pissed. I'll tell you that right now. Where's Mark May? Now, how is he not in the Hall of Fame? Every year they invite 75 different guys who weren't even any good into the Hall of Fame. Right. Why isn't he there?
Well, he's in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Let's see what he did. Two-time Super Bowl champion. He only made one Pro Bowl? How is that possible, Paul?
He's one of the 80 greatest Redskins. I was hoping you said him because I know he was wrong.
All right. First of all, I'm sending this one for review. Do we have a higher authority here that can review what transpired? What was the final score?
Well, Paul ends up getting the points because you didn't get it wrong, so he gets all 3 points.
Right, so 7-3?
Yes. So it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, you're right. It wouldn't have mattered. I lost it on that one. I lost it fair and square in the end.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Do you want the injury report from the Pirates?
Yes.
While you're calming down from your loss?
Yes.
Hunter Stratton.
That was really hard to watch.
Surgery, obviously. Recovery time, 7 to 10 months. Marco Gonzalez, surgery, recovery time, 9 to 12 months.
I can't believe they signed an off-injured pitcher and he got injured.
Yeah.
What a shock.
Kutch recently did a full workout. He's ready to return, perhaps.
Got to get him in the lineup, because more 37-year-olds we get in September, the better off they'll be.
Colin Holderman and Ryan Borecki continue to rehab assignments. Joey Bart still in the early phases of rehab. Andy Rodriguez is playing games as a DH in the Florida Complex League.
Now that's interesting to me.
They're still learning more about Ke'Bryan Hayes and his back injury.
Oh my God. When are we going to learn? What is taking so long? Yeah. I realize sometimes back injuries can be difficult, right? I've had one. I had surgery on my back. But it's been 2 years. 2 years ago we were talking about this. The MRI doesn't show it. No x-ray, no MRI, nothing else. He basically explained it word for word to Jason Mackey like a week ago.
Yeah.
Listen. Paul, if they do not come to a resolution, if they do not identify what's wrong with Ke'Bryan Hayes' back, then I'm moving on from him. And I think he would have to understand that. Listen, you for two different seasons, you've been completely plagued by back issues, and we still don't know what it is. We have to pay you. I get it. But we're moving on at third base. Unless, you can come to spring training, prove that you're healthy, you'll be on the team, whatever, you're a great fielder. But we got to move on here if we can't identify what's wrong with your back. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I 100% agree.
No, absolutely. You have to.
Because you have a huge contract with him as well. I wonder if there's any insurance on that contract on the Pirates' part in terms of Hayes' injury, because is this going to be something that further hampers him for the rest of his career? There could be a case to be made there. I'm not sure what it is.
Well, hasn't it already ruined? How many years was his contract for? 7, 8?
It goes through 29, and there's an option for 30.
It's already ruined 2 out of the 3 years of his deal.
And you still have another 6 left.
If I'm correct that he signed that before the first time the back injury rolled around.
He signed it 3 years ago.
Right.
Or would have been 22, because Reynolds was 23 and Keller was 24.
That was a dramatic quiz show. I'm still reeling from that, Paul. How many of those could you have named, do you think? Of the 10,
if you gave me enough time, I probably would have come up with 9 of them.
I almost went Marshall Goldberg old school.
Bill Frelick is also not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I was going to say, Frelick's not a Hall of Famer, but I won anyway.
What?
Yeah, I was going to challenge that.
Hold on a second here. Give me a Paul pause. I'll use my second one.
Yeah.
He made the 80s all-decade team in the NFL. How many all-decade players don't make the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Well, I'm just saying, I knew that he was wrong, and I was going to challenge him if you ended up winning or ended up getting the right ones.
But now probably, we're on to a different topic. How is he not in the Hall of Fame?
Right. I probably could have got 9 of the 10. I don't think I would have thought about Joe Schmidt.
That's one that probably would have escaped me. But
I'm horrified by this whole thing right now. That's worthy of a column.
But I had,
that Frelick's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What the hell are they thinking? They let everybody in these days.
I had Revis.
How was Tony Boselli in? And how long did Tony Boselli play for?
Yeah.
He's on the 80s All-Decade team. He was two-time first-team All-Pro, plus a second-team All-Pro, plus four Pro Bowls. If I had another Paul Pause, I'd use it right here, because now I'm going to Boselli. I'm going to look him up on live radio.
Tony Boselli.
He was on the 90s All-Decade team, and he was a three-time first-team All-Pro. So you have one guy, a member of the 80s decade team, a two-time first-team All-Pro. Then you have a guy, a member of the 90s decade team, a three-time first-team All-Pro. So that one little first-team All-Pro gets one guy in and keeps one guy out?
Yeah.
I'm writing that column next week. Okay, Limits?
I would love to read it.
I'm outraged by this, Paul.
No, I mean, I agree.
But that doesn't take away the fact that I was wrong. Maybe I'm just reacting to that.
No, I mean, you're probably right.
Well, I was wrong on the question. He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, no, I mean, you're probably right in that he deserves to be.
Yeah, I think I am.
You know, but, you know, the obvious ones are Revis, Ditka, Marino,
Dorsett,
and Chris Dolman. Those are the five.
And Ricky Jackson.
Those are the five that are pretty obvious to me, at least.
If Hugh Green hadn't gotten hurt, he would be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.